This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Kids on Keys, a showcase for talented young pianists. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Welcome to the Classical Network's monthly program, Kids on Keys, spotlighting some of the best young piano talent in the Classical Network's immediate broadcast region of central and southern New Jersey. My name is Jed Distler. I'm the artist in residence for the Classical Network, and I'm also the host and the producer of Kids on Keys. This program comes to you on the first Saturday of each month and is sponsored by Jacobs Music Company. Jacobs Music has six locations in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, including its Lawrenceville, New Jersey showroom at 2540 Brunswick Pike in Lawrenceville. Each program, we will listen to performances given by these young artists in recital at the Lawrenceville location and at other regional venues. And also, in this hour, we will look back on a 16-year-old pianist who made an unscheduled and very exciting debut with the New York Philharmonic more than half a century ago. Let's begin with two short pieces performed by Sophie Dierberg, who is 12 years old. She took part in the piano teacher Chu Zilin's recent studio piano celebration at the Jacobs Music Lawrenceville location, and we will hear a little prelude in F major by J.S. Bach, followed by an old French song composed by Tchaikovsky, pianist Sophie Dierberg. We just heard two compositions. First, we heard J.S. Bach's F major prelude, followed by a little Tchaikovsky piece entitled An Old French Song. The pianist was Sophie Dierberg. The Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg probably is best known for his orchestral suite from Peer Gynt and, of course, his piano concerto in A minor. That's a great, great concert favorite. But on the other hand, his piano sonata in E minor, opus 7, is a relatively early work that one does not hear frequently in concert, although it has been recorded quite a few times. So I was delighted to learn that this talented young pianist, whose name is Apollo Lee, recently performed the Grieg Sonata's first movement at Jacobs Music, and that we have a recording of it to share with you now. Here's the first movement of Grieg's Piano Sonata in E minor, played by Apollo Lee.
Thank you.
We just heard music by Edvard Grieg, the beautiful and very passionate first movement of his piano sonata in E minor, opus 7. It was performed by the 13-year-old pianist Apollo Lee. Here's another first movement from another piano sonata that also is not heard that often in concerts, which is the first of Beethoven's three sonatas from his Opus 31 group. It's a sonata in G major that consists of three movements, and the opening theme of the first movement features both right and left hands playing not quite together. It has kind of a kerploppy effect, ba-dum, 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 which you'll hear in the music. I suppose that Beethoven was making fun of pianists who have trouble playing chords with both hands absolutely together. But what I think is wonderful is how Beethoven turns this supposed weakness into a virtue, and he really creates a character out of this kerploppy kind of gesture. It's a character that has a real personality and a sense of humor, I think. We have a performance of this wonderful movement by a 14-year-old pianist named Leon Bern. Let's listen. Music of Beethoven. Thank you. We have been listening to music by Beethoven, the opening movement from his Piano Sonata No. 16 in G major, Opus 31, No. 1, with the 14-year-old pianist Li Yuan Bern. Back in April of this year, 2017, the Steinway Society of South Jersey and Jacobs Music presented their Young Pianists competition at Stockton University, and we've heard some performances from this event on previous episodes of Kids on Keys. One performance from this event that I've been meaning to get to, and we finally are going to hear it today, features another student of Chu-Tsi Lin. Her name is Grace Zhang, and she was 14 years old at the time of this performance from April 23rd, 2017 at Stockton University of music by Maurice Ravel. This is Ondine, the first movement from Ravel's three-part suite for piano called Gaspard de la Nuit.
Thank you.
Music by Maurice Ravel. That was Ondine, the first movement from Gaspard de la Nuit. It's a three-movement piano suite, which is one of the pillars of the 20th century repertoire, and a work that has fascinated and challenged many generations of pianists. I think it's so great to hear the 14-year-old Grace Zhang immerse her mind and her fingers in this magical music. Brava, brava. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Kids on Keys, sponsored by Jacobs Music Company, where you can find Steinway's new Spirio Reperformance Piano. With the touch of an iPad, Steinway's Spirio brings your Steinway to life with performances from the world's greatest artists. The Steinway Spirio Reperformance Piano reveals the subtlety and passion of an artist's original performance, connecting listener and artist as only the world's best piano can. Listen to the live performances of Vladimir Horowitz, George Gershwin, Lang Lang, Yuja Wang, Art Tatum, and countless others in the comfort of your own home. Experience Steinway Spirio at Jacobs Music's nearby Lawrenceville showroom. In addition to featuring performances by emerging talented young pianists in the area on Kids on Keys, we also like to pay tribute to the great pianists of the past and present when they themselves were just starting out. A long, long time ago, when I was 6 years old, I was taking piano lessons, of course, and my mother got very excited about this young pianist named Andre Watts, who was 16 years old, and he had auditioned for Leonard Bernstein, who just flipped out over this kid. Glenn Gould, the pianist, was supposed to be the soloist in a concert with the New York Philharmonic, but he canceled at the last minute. So the conductor, Leonard Bernstein, who at the time was the New York Philharmonic's music director, invited Andre Watts to step in and perform Franz Liszt's Piano Concerto No. 1. The performance turned out to be a huge success, and Andre Watts went on to become one of the most acclaimed pianists of his generation, and also an artist who has given a lot back to young pianists. He's also a wonderful and inspiring teacher and role model to this day. Let's hear now Andre Watts at 16, back in 1963, playing Franz Liszt's Piano Concerto No. 1 in E-flat major with the New York Philharmonic under Leonard Bernstein. Thank you. Piano Concerto No. 1 in E-flat major by Franz Liszt, Leonard Bernstein conducting the New York Philharmonic in a 1963 recording featuring piano soloist Andre Watts. This was Andre Watts' recorded debut. He was 16 years old. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Kids on Keys, sponsored by Jacobs Music. Jacobs Music takes a leading role in the region's musical community, providing instruments and technical services for internationally renowned artists and music institutions such as the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts, the Curtis Institute of Music, Princeton University, the College of New Jersey, Westminster Choir College, and countless others. Supporting schools and individuals involved in musical performance and music education. Each year, Jacobs Music sponsors recitals, masterclasses, young artist competitions, teaching and technical seminars, and other events aimed at musical enrichment that also includes the live performances that we hear on this very program. The idea of singing at the piano, the idea of treating the piano as a singing instrument was very important to Frédéric Chopin, who was a composer who loved singing and who drew a lot of inspiration from the great bel canto singers of his day. For example, Chopin absolutely adored the operas of Bellini, and his piano nocturnes often feature long melodic lines and decorative passages that are as much about singing as they are about piano playing. Here is one of Chopin's early nocturnes, and one that is very popular, and justifiably so. It's the Nocturne in E minor, Opus 72, No. 1. We will hear it performed by Michel Ing.
Thank you.
We've been listening to the 13-year-old pianist Michelle Ng performing Frédéric Chopin's Nocturne in E minor, Opus 72, No. 1. We are going to conclude with the youngest pianist to be featured this hour on Kids on Keys. Shannon Lam is 9 years old and is going to play for us now the third movement marked Allegro Mosso from the Sonatina by Aram Khachaturian. Allegro Mosso from Aram Khachaturian's Sonatina, performed by the 9-year-old Shannon Lam. Bravo, bravo to you, and a big bravo to all of the young pianists we have been hearing this past hour. And with that, we conclude this edition of Kids on Keys. I'm your host, Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. Our recording engineers for this program are Sam Ward and John Baker of John C. Baker Recordings, LLC. Kids on Keys is brought to you through the sponsorship of Jacobs Music Company. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available at their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Their telephone number is 609-434-0222. That's 609-434-0222. The next edition of Kids on Keys will be broadcast on Saturday, November 11th at 1 p.m. And all programs are available as webcasts at our website, wwfm.org. All of us at the Classical Network thank these young pianists for sharing their talents with listeners all over the world. This is Jed Distler. Until next time, be well, be helpful, be kind.